Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. The Reverend Dr. Steve Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning, Micah, the 6th chapter. What does the Lord require? With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
How will we approach God? How do we worship God? We lay ourselves prostrate before him. We bring our tithes and our offerings to God. But is there anything that we can sacrifice that would atone for our sins, that I might come into the presence of God? We confess that we have not loved God with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Is there a sacrifice great enough then that I can bring before God in worship that can redeem me from the cost of my sin? Would even the sacrifice of a firstborn child, the very fruit of my body, pay the price? Now, I know the good that I have not done, and I know the evil that I have done, but now I need to know what the Lord requires of me that I might kneel before him. The good stuff. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God. Oh, well, if it's about me doing justice that's required and loving kindness, I think I'll be all right. I'm as humble as the next guy about it, too. Try to be a voice for the downtrodden, an advocate for the marginalized, care for the poor and the orphan and the widow and the sojourner, all good justice things to do, with a love for being kind to others. And yet our kindness only goes so far when it is tested, especially by our enemies. Our justice will always tip the scales to what we think is fair, always tilting towards what we think we deserve. And walking humbly is far too often just a display of a false humility, as we not so subtly seek our pat on the back for being such good people. Justice, kindness, humility. No, even there I have failed in all three. And what will be the cost? Well, make no mistake, when you approach God, it will be empty-handed. Just how desperate are we? Well, not all of the bull's blood in the world, not all of the oil on earth, nothing that I bring can save me. A firstborn will need to be given for my transgression, but not the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul. The fruit of Christ's body alone can pay the price. The firstborn Son of God. because Christ alone does justice. Ultimately, on the cross, where all of my guilt has been placed upon Him. Christ alone loves kindness, praying for mercy, even for those who crucified Him. Christ alone walks humbly with God, who, though He was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. I have no currency. I have no currency for salvation. But the body and blood of Christ, the fruits of the cross, worth more than all of the riches in the world to me. His justice, His kindness, His humility, emptying Himself out until there was nothing left to give. That, brothers and sisters, is what is required. And now that is our life in Christ. We have mercy because we have been shown mercy. We love because He first loved us. We have humility because we have seen the sacrifice that was made for our forgiveness. And it humbles us in reverence and in fear. Today we remember Elizabeth of Hungary, who, when she was widowed, gave all her possessions to start a hospital out of her own home and died caring for the sick from something that was contracted from one of the patients. Our life in Christ, emptying ourselves out for others, not to earn any merit, but because we walk humbly with God to follow Jesus in His steps. And I can't think of a better modern day example than the mission to Sandtown, Baltimore that we recognize today. Helping to take young men from a life of crime and gangs to become gainfully employed, contributing members of society, breaking generational cycles of poverty, trauma, and abuse. A national missionary, my dear friend Martin, a national missionary who does justice as an advocate, champion, who will love kindness in a world that loves to judge and to marginalize. But today, my dear friend, my brother, I exhort you to walk humbly. Walk humbly with God. Like Elizabeth of Hungary, I know the dangerous road that lies ahead for you. Because when we take this walk, when we take this walk with God, it leads to suffering. It leads to a cross, as we are called to lay down our lives in service. But we go with great courage. We go with great courage because we know that all that was required has already been paid in full by Jesus Christ. So it is that we fix our eyes on the cross, knowing that Christ will walk with us all the way to the cross, to the tomb, and finally into the garden as the stone is rolled away. Serve with joy then, my dear brothers and sisters, your faith overflowing to others as we come before the Lord and we bow ourselves before God on high. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? We will take the cup of salvation and we will call on the name of the Lord for all to hear. We will pay our vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. We will offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and we will call on the name of the Lord this very morning. Our very lives, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, in which we do justice, we love kindness, and we walk humbly, pouring ourselves out to serve, just as Christ has given his all for us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Aaron Bell, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.